Let's catch you up on your top story of the day, and it's a big one. A major development in the ongoing fight over Silent Sam as an Orange County judge, Alan Bedour, voided the $2.5 million settlement between the UNC system and the Sons of Confederate Veterans that would have turned the statue over to the Confederate group. There had been a lot of questions about whether that group had standing to file the lawsuit in the first place that led to the settlement. Judge Bedour today saying that they didn't. Therefore, the lawsuit was dismissed and the settlement was void. Still a lot of questions about the future of the statue left to answer, but that's where things stand right now. WCHL's Brighton McConnell was there in court today for the ruling. Joins us now in the studio. What went down?
Yeah, thanks a bunch, Aaron. Well, I mean, it was pretty straightforward. There were the plaintiffs, obviously, the SCV had their attorney Boyd Sturges there arguing on their behalf, saying they did indeed have standing in terms of how the university system violated the monuments law by not having Silent Sam restored to campus. He also was just saying that by the transferring of rights to the monument from the UDC to the Sons of Confederate Veterans, that Sons of Confederate Veterans, that there was enough standing to indeed file that original lawsuit. Not much mention, a little bit of mention of why they were working with the BOG members, some BOG members, not all, before the lawsuit was even filed. You know, that both sides, both the plaintiffs and defendants there, voiced their arguments again of, you know, we were focused on safety, we want to try and find something for both sides, and we didn't think that this would make sense to do if we filed the lawsuit first and then it got dragged out in court for a long time. So that's what they were arguing, and the attorney for the, or the representation for the UNC system, the Board of Governors as well, was arguing for there to be standing because in their minds it was better that this is already resolved, that the statue is kind of out of the system's hands. Really where this turned was some filings from two groups that filed amicus briefs. They tried to intervene into the lawsuit, which Bedour initially ruled they did not have standing
right
in it.
That was back in December.
That was
right?
back in December, and that's what led to this hearing today. And those were the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, who were representing a group of UNC students and faculty, as well as a group of 88 UNC alumni, which featured 14 members of the UNC Black Pioneers. So those two groups spoke. They presented their arguments. Their arguments were largely based around the findings submitted in an affidavit by a UNC historian saying that the statue did not in fact belong to the United Daughters of the Confederacy, who initially came up with the idea of building a statue, and who that statue, I believe on its description, is dedicated to in some ways. But this historian found, after going through more research following the initial settlement in November, that the university itself had actually raised the majority of the money to pay for it and had hired the sculptor and all of that stuff. So that was the large part of their argument, was that, in fact, the SCV did not have standing and because the monument was the university's to own and use to their discretion.
So there's a lot going on here, and there have been little developments pretty much every day since this settlement was first handed down in the Thanksgiving week back in November. So there's a lot to keep track of. There's one lawsuit. There's another lawsuit that got dismissed. There's this lawsuit that got dismissed today. But really what it comes down to, and tell me if I'm wrong here, is it's a question of who owns the statue. The UDC, United Daughters of the Confederacy, claimed ownership based on we put the statue up back in 1913. They tried to transfer it to the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and based on that, the SCV said, well, we want to take the statue, and that was the settlement. But if the UDC doesn't own the statue, then they can't transfer ownership to anyone, and that was the ruling today, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Although it is worth mentioning, Bedour did not specifically say that in his ruling, in his order, which he did not necessarily write down because he wanted to hear everybody's arguments and then make up his mind.
Right.
And he was clearly thinking about it as he was coming up with what to say. He did not specifically say what elements made him reverse his initial decision to approve the consent judgment. And he made the point of, you know, there's a very real possibility that the consent judgment is legal, which is part of what those who filed the amicus brief were arguing, that it just wasn't legal in the first place. He said there's a very real possibility that that can be legal, but this court does not have the jurisdiction to make this decision between these two sides on this matter, which makes me think that it is involving who actually owns the statue.
Right. Does have jurisdiction then? Is the question.
Well, I think that's what he was saying. There might not be any jurisdiction necessarily involving the courts if the university system or the university itself truly owns the statue. And so it is interesting to me that he did not necessarily say what elements made him go with that. But some of the fallout is that the settlement is indeed dissolved, which means that the SCV will be returning the rights to the $2.5 million trust fund that was established in their name, in order for the monument to be preserved and displayed away from UNC campus and other UNC system schools. Another part of that is that the only money that had been, there had been some money spent, the only money spent had been $52,000 to pay for Boyd Sturgis's services, the attorney for the SCV. And then that leads to the question of what is going to happen to the monument now. And mm-hmm. that was something that that Judge Bedore kind of ended the hearing on, it is, you know, what is next? And all of the sides really kind of wanted to talk with their clients in terms of the plaintiffs and defendant. They wanted to check with the SCV and the UNC Board of Governors to see what the next move might be. And Judge Bedore required that the UNC Board of Governors submit a filing by Monday, whether or not they want a court order to decide who's going to take the monument and what's going to happen to it from now. And Boyd Sturgis made the comment, you know, I can't just pull it from my pocket. It's not something I can just bring with me. So there's going to be some decisions still to be made in terms of what the future is for this, where it's going to go, and who it's going to ultimately belong to. But it seems like that it's going to be ending up back in control of the UNC system.
Cool. So we're speaking with Brian McConnell. We do have comments from Judge Alan Bedore today. Set this up for us.
So essentially, this is his ruling. This is what he said when he after a couple minutes plenty of time hearing the arguments, and then about a minute or so of contemplation. This was what he said when he made the ruling
itself. What was a minute or so of contemplation like? Was it just like silence in the room waiting for him to speak?
Generally, funny enough, he actually said that he got locked out of his laptop, so he couldn't have access to some of the things that he was planning on relying on and using for some of the discussion points. So it was also a minute of contemplation. He might have been writing down exactly the wording that he wanted to use when issuing this order, but here it is.
It's been that kind of day all around. Okay, so here's Judge Alan Bedore delivering his ruling earlier today.
The court in this case will vacate the judgment. I am going to find that the judgment is void, that the plaintiff does not have standing and did not have standing. So pursuant to Rule 60B4, the court will vacate the consent order, and because of a lack of standing determined by the court, and that being the law of this case, the court will further dismiss the lawsuit. This is not an order that I have written down, of course, because I hadn't made a decision until I heard from everyone, but I will get an order in writing as soon as I can and have it filed.
Judge Alan Bedore speaking there today in court. We're here in the studio with WCHL News Director Brighton McConnell. So now what's next? UNC, I guess, owns the statue. Is that where things stand right now?
I suppose so. You know, it's really going to be up in the air until we see what the UNC Board of Governors wants, the UNC System Board of Governors wants to do, what they file on Monday, whether they want the court to order what's going to happen with the statue for the recent time being, or if they're going to find a solution on their own. It's very clear, though, from the reaction of people in the courtroom and afterwards, though, that many members of the UNC community and the people who were there, who were being represented by those who filed amicus briefs to try and intervene in the lawsuit and may have ultimately swayed the decision on this settlement or not. They were very pleased with the outcome of this. One of them is UNC student De'Ivian Drew. She's very involved in the Black student movement, and she was being represented by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. She described to me her feelings after hearing what the ruling was.
And this is what she had to say.
Joy, of course, it is great that the judge chose the freedom side. And the reason why I say the freedom side and that they chose the voices of students, staff, faculty, community members who have been voicing this for decades, right? There's been a call to remove the statue since the first Black students, since our Black pioneers stepped on campus. And it's so important that as the assets return back to the university, that the university enact the public safety exception to reflect the decision of the staff and students. This is a very big step towards the next necessary step that is important to bring back a feeling of safety and belonging back on this campus. It's one of the reasons why I'm on the Campus Safety Commission, because I am active in becoming a part of the solution for that.
Again, that was De'Ivian Drew, a UNC student who was being represented by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. And you know what was interesting, Aaron? She said to me that she was surprised by the ruling today to kind of overturn and dismiss the lawsuit, partially because it was Bedore who was the one who signed off of the consent judgment in the first place. He was the one who said that the students didn't have enough standing themselves to enter into the lawsuit. So she was curious. She was not certainly not disappointed by his ruling, but also when asked about her expectations coming into the day, it turned out more positive than she expected it.
Speaking with Brighton McConnell, so now there's going to be some pretty rapid developments here in the next few days, because part of Bedore's ruling was to request a response from the UNC System Board of Governors by Monday. That's 5 days away. Presumably, they're going to have an emergency meeting, I assume, by the end of this week to try to decide on next steps and come up with something to take to the judge on Monday, right?
Most likely some sort of conference, at least. Again, it was a group of, I think, five. It was not the whole board that decided to upon this settlement with the Sons of Confederate Veterans, so it may not be the whole board that is involved in this decision, too. We did get a statement from their outside counsel who was representing them, Ripley Rand, just a little while ago after the ruling, and it said, quote, "While this was not the result we had hoped for, we respect the court's ruling in this case. Judge Bedore gave us a fair hearing, and he afforded all parties the necessary time and consideration to be heard. The Board of Governors knew from the very beginning that this was a difficult but needed solution to meet all their goals to protect public safety of the university community, restore normality to the campus, and be compliant with the monuments law. We appreciate Judge Bedore's consideration in this case, and we respect his decision in the matter." So, you know, addressing that it wasn't quite what they wanted because they believed that they already had a solution here, but also not necessarily saying what is to expect to come with the statue.
$2.5 million agreement now void. The ball back in the court of the UNC System Board of Governors, waiting their next step on Monday. WCHL's Brighton McConnell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.